The Army's begun offering payments to soldiers of up to $4,000 for what's called remote and austere conditions assignment incentive pay when they choose to be stationed at Fort Wainwright, Fort Greely, or Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson.
We recognize the fact that the soldiers and their families, when they come up and get to Alaska, you face unique and expensive challenges.
U.S. Army Alaska spokesman John Pinnell says the program's intended to help soldiers prepare for the rigors of life up here.
There's the proposition of buying quality winter clothing for the entire family, as well as the getting your vehicle ready for an Alaska winter. Everything that you have to do to have a vehicle that will actually start when it's 30, 40 below.
It doesn't often get that cold, J-Bear, which may be partly why soldiers who choose to be stationed there will only get $1,000, or if they bring family members, $2,000. Soldiers who choose to be stationed at Fort Wainwright or Fort Greely will get twice that amount, $2,000 for a single soldier, or $4,000 with family.
The folks who come up here come into a challenging assignment, and we want to take some of the pressure off so that they can have the extra time and the extra money to get out and actually enjoy Alaska.
A U.S. Army Alaska news release issued last week says the lump sum incentive payment program was developed by a group of experts called the Alaska Quality of Life Task Force that traveled to the state in October to assess the situation. Pinnell couldn't say offhand how many soldiers will be eligible for the program because, among other things, USARAC's still looking for soldiers who have rotated in or out of the state as of December 1st, the cutoff date. He says Army officials expect the payments to increase this summer when soldiers typically go to new installations where they'll be serving their next tour of duty, a process called a permanent change of station, or PCS.
You would probably not see any large numbers of soldiers receiving this until the June-July timeframe. However, with the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, permanent change of station moves have obviously been halted for right now.
Active duty soldiers in good standing below the rank of colonel who come here from outside or overseas may ask for the incentive pay if they agree to serve a tour for a prescribed length of time, such as 24 or 36 months, and meet other criteria. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.